It's a sort of unexpected happening that causes some people to lose their faith. What is God doing to me is the essence of the widow's concern. Elijah came to her when she and her son were preparing themselves to die. But through Elijah and his God, she and her son have found new life and faith. She feeds Elijah as Elijah's God feeds her, herself and her son and her household supplies. Her death and her son's death have been taken away. Now, in the midst of this positive divine blessing, God, using Elijah's phrase, causes her son to die. And that just doesn't seem just. It didn't to her, and surely it doesn't to us. What is going on? The widow, in her anger, shock, and confusion, blames Elijah. It's all your fault. She knows he's a man of God. She can suppose that he's in some ways a holy man, and that his being in her household has brought her sins to light. Now, in the death of her son, she assumes her sins are being punished. We don't need to assume that her sins were anything special. Perhaps she herself had never really thought about them or saw them as sins before this event. Perhaps she even thought, oh, I must be okay. I must be okay as a person, for hadn't the God of Israel called me to provide for his man? Surely he wouldn't have done that if he thought I was so awful. But now it seems all of a sudden, completely unexpectedly, out of nowhere, she is being judged. And by a judgment that cuts deep into her personal blessing. Did you come? She challenges Elijah. Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son? Elijah is equally puzzled. His cry to God expresses the same contradiction. O Lord my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I'm staying with, by causing her son to die? Yet, in faith, he goes on to pray for the boy's life to be restored to him. We should perhaps note in passing that Elijah takes the dead boy out of the presence of his grieving, angry, faith-challenged mother. And that reminded me of Peter when he goes to Joppa, as we are told in Acts chapter 9, verse 36 and after, when he is told about the death of Dorcas. He's surrounded by her mourning, grieving friends. They're all standing around him, crying, sharing with him the robes and the clothing Dorcas had made as a disciple who was always doing good and helping the poor. Peter sends them out. It's as if the death focus of grief is a block to the faith trust of reviving life. Jesus did the same with the mourners who were bewailing the death of Jairus' daughter. Elijah, in his faith, not undone by what has happened, but roused up by it to appeal to the God of justice, steps out of the mother's grief and comes before the Lord in prayer. He points out to God the contradiction between commanding the widow to help him and then causing her son to die. He doesn't pray for his own care. Oh, what's going to happen to me, Lord, when this? Have you got somebody else lined up? Because she'd better chuck me out of home if her son doesn't get better. it doesn't pray for the widow's blessing. He prays for justice. He prostrates himself on the boy and so humbles himself in faithful trust, an action of worship and an action of inability. He can give the warmth of his body by lying upon him and the breath of his breath to the boy, but he can't raise him to life. He can't give life to the boy. Only God can. And the Lord heard his cry and restored the boy to life. Elijah returns him to his mother with a word of joy and triumph in what God has done. Look, your son is alive. And the widow answers, now I know that you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord from your mouth is true. It's a public statement of faith. It expresses a deep shift in her understanding. I believe she came to faith earlier through her actions, as revealed by her actions. But now she expresses it in her words. As Paul says in Romans 10:10, it is with your heart that you believe, which she surely showed in her actions, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Maybe it took the great hurt of her son's dying to shift her out of a sense that I must be okay, for God has asked me to care for Elijah. God's calling to her to provide for Elijah was an act of grace. But perhaps she still put her trust in her good works of providing for him. Her faith had not, if you like, got under her skin, deep inside of her. Now it does, and we should rejoice, for we will meet this widow, and I pray her son also, in the new creation.